It's the Madman DVD review.
It is the Madman DVD review. Welcome, Ben.
Hi, good morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah. I'm on a bit of a buzz. I'm ready to talk about today's movie.
Which is?
Shin Godzilla. Ooh. Also known as Godzilla Resurgence in some places, I think. But it came out a couple of years ago.
2016, according to IMDb.
Thank you, Sam. Produced by Toho Studios, which you may know is the original producers of Godzilla movies way back in 1954, I think. And they made the whole franchise until it kind of petered out. And then when you had the Hollywood remakes, the Roland Emmerich one in the mid-90s, and then the more recent one by Gareth Edwards back in 2014, just called Godzilla, which is a good movie.
Really?
I like. Yeah.
What do you think about the 90s one?
I haven't seen the
I saw it at the theatres.
That's the one I... Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Had a crazy soundtrack. Had like a...
P. Diddy with Kashmir.
That's right, yeah. It was the time... I imagine that was probably a Jimmy Iovine joint that he... You know, that thing where he just like jams people together?
Yeah. Mash up.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Rage Against the Machine, have, Jimmy Page? Sorry.
What I've seen, you have... The original 50s Godzilla, you have the modern big budget Hollywood reboot in 2014, and then you have Shin Godzilla, which is this one produced by the original studios but in a very different form. It's almost the antithesis of the Gareth Edwards one. It's the complete opposite, and I think they all complement each other perfectly. They're all great takes on the Godzilla franchise, but all very unique in their own way. But Shin Godzilla starts like very normal in like boardroom meetings in the government, almost to a comical level. The movie follows like meetings, and then they decide to go to larger meeting rooms as the crisis grows, and then they go to bigger and bigger meeting rooms, and that kind of is essentially the tone of the movie. It's the action mostly takes place in the crisis response to Godzilla, and there's big shadows looming over of like the 2011 earthquake, tsunami, and Fukushima. You get that feeling a lot because it's a Godzilla is essentially a natural disaster that is wreaking havoc on Japan, and we're following the people in government trying to quell the panic and the fear, trying to rapidly put together teams of scientists to combat the issue, dealing with their little interpersonal relationships and stuff, you know, working the bureaucracy, the politics, the levels. It's the deeply fascinating behind the scenes stuff, which is the complete opposite of like a great big monster crashing movie. You've got a big grin on your face, Sam. What
that you sounds thinking? Good.
I'm wondering if you would sounds you call really it good. Is it like The Wire Godzilla? Dare I say?
Yeah, I mean,
I love that take, like, because it's so on the money, that whole kind of like the missing admin in those films, like in a big disaster like that, everyone has to come together and work together, but you never see that. It's always just like one hero pointing at
yeah,
the thing.
It's quite a, I mean, it's still like it's big budget for Japan, and there's like destruction, you know, as you can expect, but it's kind of just like a downbeat tone because it feels so real, and that's what makes it so interesting and different. It was completely fascinating to watch, and I really enjoyed it, even though it was like, you know, you wouldn't think so because it's just like the bureaucracy, but then that's the real juicy goodness of I suppose these movies.
Sounds fantastic. bloody tastic.
I think that sounds awesome.
So it's kind of like In the Loop meets, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's still fun. There's like cartoonishness.
It seems like a cartoon.
It's not like a gritty office politics reboot, right? I mean, it's still clearly. I'm wondering, is there also like a kind of global warming parable here as well? You know, natural disaster, lots of people having to come together and work together. I don't know. Is that a stretch?
I think you're stretching.
No. Oh, okay. Maybe. I retract. Possibly. Nothing's inaccurate, I guess. I think people should watch it.
Cool.
You know, to see a different take on the Godzilla franchise and be like, oh, well, there are all these different things.
Well, thanks to Mad Men, we actually have a copy of this to give away on DVD.
Yeah.
To one lucky listener.
It's two disc as well. So you get
two discs.
An entire disc just
two for the price of one.
Which is free.
Special features.
What are the special features like? I just love a special feature.
You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah,
sorry.
Come on.
I
just told you
he
had a paper he's been working on. You don't have to do that to him.
I'm just a big special features fan. I think that's the best. I just love DVDs for that reason, is they have all of that behind the scenes and, you know, all of that other stuff.
I agree. And listener, you could get on this.
All right, so what are we gonna ask them?
Special features, Buzz.
Oh. What's the question?
Are you looking at me?
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Oh, God. What about your favorite track from the 90s?
I was going to say the same thing.
Oh, man. That's too niche.
You know what they say? Great minds think
alike.
Why
not just favorite movie?
Okay,
monster.
So just so you know, Ben, what we're talking about, there's a song that was the big hit. Like, it was a hit. I'm sure it was a hit. P. Diddy, Over the Top of Led Zeppelin, was like the theme song to that 90s version of Godzilla.
And it was sick.
It was massive. It was such a huge tune. How about this? What is your favorite mashup? Anything, any genre.
Whoa, okay, we're going all out.
Yeah,
sure.
Because that's a deep mashup, you know.
Yeah.
Is this a mashup? This movie? No.
Yes, I would say.
It's a monster movie and a political thriller mashup.
Monster mash.
Absolutely.
Sorry. Was that all right? Was that okay? I don't know.
Send us a text on 5395.
Send us your favorite monster mash. No, sorry.
Don't do that.
Okay, don't do that.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.